What the Breakers are mostly interested in, lady and gentlemen, is going along to get along. Which only shows up for what it is, monstrous, if you pull back and take the long view. One more thing most Breakers are not into. Quite often you hear a saying, a little poem, around campus, or see it chalked on the walls. Enjoy the cruise, turn on the fan, there's nothing to lose, so work on your tan. It means a lot more than take it easy. The implications of that little piece of doggerel are extremely unpleasant. I wonder if you can see that. Eddie thought he could, at least, and it occurred to him that his brother Henry would have made an absolutely wonderful Breaker, always assuming he'd been allowed to take along his heroin and his Creedence Clearwater Revival albums, that was. A longer pause from Ted. Then a rueful sort of laugh.
I believe it's time to make a long story a little shorter. We went through the door, leave it at that. If you've done it, you know it can be very unpleasant if the door's not in tip-top working order. And the door between Santa Mira, California, and Thunderclap was in better shape than some I've been through since. For a moment there was only darkness on the other side, and the howl of what the Tahin call desert dogs. Then a cluster of lights went on, and we saw these things with the heads of birds and weasels, and one with the head of a bull, horns and all. Jay screamed, and so did I. Dave Itaway turned and tried to run, but Armitage grabbed him. Even if he hadn't, where was there to go? Back through the door? It was closed. And for all I know, that's a one-way. The only one of us who never made a sound was Tanya. And when she looked at me, what I saw in her eyes and read in her thoughts was relief. Because we knew, you see. Not all the questions were answered, but the two that mattered were, where were we? In another world. When were we coming back? Never in life.